Visiting today with PCM head boys and girls track and field coach Logan Bigler. Coach, a very busy week for you guys. You know, your girls and boys competed three different times this week. Walk me through a little bit of the meets and how you feel that this week went overall for your teams.
Yeah, I thought it was a successful week. I thought it was a long week. On top of the three meets, we had prom on Saturday as well. And so that kind of, you talk about prom, and then Monday we're both going. Girls were at Iowa Valley, boys were at East Marshall. Tuesday we were both at Pellicrician, and last night we were both down at Knoxville. And there was some really, really good stuff overall. We had some season bests and PRs and things like that set last night, which after a long week, that's super promising. The kids were really excited. Bodies were sore and fatigued a little bit, but they fought through some barriers, and they just went out and performed, and that's all we could ask for.
Any goals you were trying to accomplish in this last kind of deadline week before the Drake Relays, and any specific events you were trying to get in there?
Yeah, I think I'll speak on the boys' side first. Boys, we ran a fast 4x1 a couple weeks ago in Rolling Story, and that's kind of, we knew that was kind of in our back pocket, and we didn't stress about that. Tuesday night, well, let me backtrack there. Saturday, our distance medley of Adrian Robbins, Tad Wilson, Riley Graber, and Cash Fisher, we went over to Iowa City for their Eastern Iowa Festival. They wanted to take a shot at the D-Med, thinking it had a shot, and they ran about, 3 to 4 seconds faster. It was a great competition, a great day. They broke our school record that day, and we were hanging on for a long time, and last night we got bumped out. You know, when you're top three, I think it's top three now in 2A in an event, and you don't make the Drake Relays, you know, we're doing a lot of good stuff. And so the Drake Relays are hard to qualify in certain events, and that was one of them. It was a bummer. But the boys are still riding on a high there, which is awesome. Tuesday night, Riley Graber qualified for the Open 4 at Pellicrician. He kind of ran by himself a little bit. He attacked it and broke the school record, 49.33, I believe. And so that pretty much solidified him. He's going to run Friday night or next Friday night in the Open 4, which will be an awesome event. I don't know the last time truly in PCM history that we had something else besides a 4x1 make it. And so an incredible accomplishment going on there. And then girls' side, we tried to put some different pieces together and things like that. We were trying some 4x1 with not a lot of practice, a lot of meets, things like that. We were trying to piece some things together. Just didn't quite end up matching up. But like I said, there's a ton of PRs going on across the place. Girls are getting better. Boys are getting better. We're running as fast as we can. Shuttle last night on the boys, they ran under 101. And in the past, that qualifies. And now all of a sudden, you got to get under a minute flat. And so state of Iowa is just getting fast, and it's awesome to see and be a part of, and you know, you just keep striving.
Do you feel like you're you know, on the both the boys and girls side, that we're at a point of the season where you're comfortable with who you've put in each relay, and you piece those together just fine, or are you still mixing and matching a bit?
I would say we're starting to get comfortable. I think being on the boys side the last couple of years, I've had an idea of what we got going on, but still you have some unknowns every single year. And we've been piecing stuff together. And on the girls' side, there's been a lot of unknowns that we've figured out. And I've been mixing and matching and trying to figure out some different things. And I think we're getting to the point where some stuff is going to start falling together. And so that's the fun for us coaches. And we kind of keep splits and keep opens and keep times and all that good stuff. And we figure out what makes sense, because championship season's around the corner. And here in about 3 weeks, I would say. And that's the fun part for us.
With non-relays on, do you feel like you've had some strengths this year on the sprints and distance side for both boys and girls?
Yeah, I think there's some strengths all over the place. And so you talk about, two school records have already been broken on the boys' side. You know, kind of a relay aspect in the distance medley, an open four. A 4x4 is already faster from last year. Shuttle hurdles already faster than last year. And those both were state qualifiers. I mean, we're just knocking all over the door. There's tons of girls that are entering the top 10 list of all time. And so we want to be hitting on all cylinders here in a couple weeks, and we're trying to get back healthy. And after a super long week, you got to rest up and we recover, and we go back at it again next week.
Yeah, I talked about field events a little bit. You know, I know there was probably a couple unknowns going into this season for field events, but maybe a guy like Alex Wynn, he came in Knoxville, won the discus and shot, you know. Besides just Alex, what other strengths have you seen from the field events this year?
Yeah, I think, boy, oh boy, our throwers, boys and girls, when you go into a meet and you know you have a chance to potentially double up in points, what a huge blessing it is. And on the boys' side, you got Alex Wendt, who's just been throwing I don't even know if he threw shot for us really last year. He's a main disc guy. Last night he goes first and first, I believe. Hayden Shannon in shot has been up there. He's thrown 44, 45, somewhere in there. Harlan Shannon is back in the 130s in disc. When you can double up and stuff, like last night on the boys' side, they went 1-2 and 1-3. Huge points. Huge points. On the girls' side, you got Scarlett Mosier and Isla Kooning. They've been knocking on the door. They've won some meets, or they've been top three, top four, setting PRs. I think Isla entered our top 10 list of all time a couple weeks ago. Moj got over 30. It could have been earlier this week. I can't remember exactly, but she's been over 30 for the first time. And as a freshman girl, that's just fantastic. And so when you go into meets knowing you got points in your back pocket because they've been throwing on all cylinders, man, it's a huge blessing. And along with that, you got long jump on both the boys and girls side. Caitlin Fagg and Lexi Fagg, they've on the girls side, they've doubled up in points. They've been top five people. They've won some meets, got second or third. Gavin Van Gort, Finn Wilson, Bubba Heater on the boys' side. I mean, they've been doubling up on points. High jump, we've had Peyton Lathram and Libby Winters. They've been they've been getting points. And then on the boys' side, we're getting back healthy, and we'll be back next week getting back in the realm of it.
Well, Coach, kind of before we close up, you know, this point of the season where we're now a little bit over the halfway point, and, you know, it seems like track season goes by so fast anymore. But, you know, what are some of the things that now, you know, that the great deadline's hit and you kind of get towards that state qualifier meet? What are some things that you're working on as coach and piecing together with your team?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, you got to talk with your team and you got to be open and honest. And I've always been a big fan of when you get around conference time, it's how well can you do as a team? And so can you score points? And you might have to mix and match some different stuff. The boys side, I think, it's been a long time since they've won it. We got second last year, third a couple years ago. And they've been in the mix and they've understand that. We do some different stuff, some mixing and matching, trying to get as many points as you can. On the girls side, I believe they were top three last year, if I remember correctly. How can we go score points? And then all of a sudden the mindset changes. And then it's like the next week, it's kind of about scoring points, but then it's also like, hey, what can make the state meet? And so that's the fun part about it. And along with that, you got all these other different meets that we are trying to continuously get better and better. And there's so much good stuff going on that I can't wait to see where they go.